Welcome back in as we jump into the coaches' conversation. The Riverdale segment here this morning, 55-3, Warriors defeating the Cookeville Cavaliers. And, Coach, trips to Cookeville, especially maybe toward December, would be a nice trip, but it wasn't a bad trip for you last night either.
No, I mean, you know, we went up and, you know, seemed to play with a little more enthusiasm and, you know, got a win, and any win is good, and that puts a good taste in our mouth, and maybe we can move forward with that and springboard into some better things.
Was not surprised at all by the win, but 55 points, that's a lot against anybody. Was that surprising to you at all?
Well, somewhat, yes, absolutely. And I thought, you know, probably a little bit more surprising was that Cookeville had been really, you know, had shown really had some real strong efforts on offense. And I thought defensively we were playing better, especially against the run. But I thought defensively we played real well. And that really set the offense up a bunch of times. We didn't capitalize on a couple of more drives. And, I was concerned about Cookeville because I thought they were a much better offensive team than they were defensive. So, I think that surprised me more so maybe than defensively them giving up some points, because they had been prone to doing that.
You know, it just goes to show you the quality of competition in different districts. And does it help to – I know you go through battered and bruised here in 7AAA, but those non-conference games and then playoff games and things of that nature, it does give you a sense of the different levels of competition even within your own classification.
It does, and different districts are obviously different. I mean, you know, you go over into the Wilson-Sumner area, and they play really, physical football as well. You know, I think it's probably a style of football that people play. And obviously, you know, whether you like that or not, that's what it's going to boil down to sooner or later. And if you can come through it unscathed, you know, you're in a lot better situation. But the thing that can happen is you can get beaten, battered, and bruised, and injured, and those type things. So we've had some of that happen, but you know, last night we came through okay. We got one or two back, so we're starting to, you know, maybe get what we're going to have left and try to get that all together and try to make us, you know, try to make the run that we can make.
Sometimes being in a district too, when you've got 6A teams and 5A teams and that mixture, I mean, maybe this year there's a little bit of a drop off. We don't have that luxury here in Rutherford County either. So, anyway, I just thought that was an interesting point. Cookeville is they're the district champions, you know, and they're going to be a playoff team for somebody here down the road. Put up a lot of points last night and some good stats. Dylan Woodruff had 144 yards and three touchdowns, and You talked a little bit about injuries. Did you get somebody back last night that you thought contributed for your team?
Well, Austin McGrone, obviously, Austin's one of our better defensive players, especially in the defensive backfield, and we got him back, and you know, I think he's getting close to 100%, and he gives us great depth at the one of the running back spots, and he's a smart kid and does a lot of good things for us. So that certainly took a little pressure off of a couple of other kids, and we made some adjustments, you know, and we're just trying to put, you know, money guys in places where they can help this football team. I thought, not having seen the film and grading the film out, I thought that up front we played a whole lot better. You know, I thought we were a little more physical, and, and it's going to be required down the line. Mm-hmm. So, obviously Dylan having a good night. Is a lot of people didn't know that he was deathly ill a couple of days last week, and you know, I think he was fairly drained. So him feeling better, he's obviously our catalyst and heart and soul, and we're going to need him to make any kind of run at all.
Sometimes when you have one cog that's missing, you have to change around so many pieces for that one person that's out injured, that you've got maybe two or three that are playing a different position or something that they're not accustomed to. And it's like putting together chess pieces. And it has to be tough as a coach. You mentioned McGrone, you know, I'm sure that there were different people that had to step up and play his role, plus maybe different roles. So it's a hard thing to do. Isn't it?
Put a lot of stress on some kids. And the thing is, when you move a position, you know, even though a kid may know it at least the shell of it. They don't know the little bitty ins and outs of it, you know. So you're not quite as good as you might be. So, you know, now we're getting to practice these kids, and this will be, you know, like a third week in a row we get to practice some of these kids at these spots, and you know, it can only make us better. So, you know, if we don't try to, you know, it's going to probably limit us on a lot of things that we would like to do possibly, but, you know, we just need to do what we do, and we need to do it well.
Ron Adelot is joining us this morning to talk about Riverdale football. It's very interesting that this time of the year we see teams that are beginning that upswing, that trying to peak out toward the end of the regular season and into the playoffs. And this win comes at a really good time for your team. After a tough loss last week, you can kind of begin that upward track here as the playoff pushes on.
Well, I mean, you know, one game is, you know, in football, because, you know, last week seems like years ago, and last night, next week will seem like years ago. Yeah. So it's sort of kind of like that. So, yeah, any win is really good. It's really good for morale. It's good for practice. You know, spirits will be up. You know, sometimes you're inflating flat tires when you go out there on Monday and Tuesday. So it certainly makes it a whole lot better for that. And with playoff time coming, then any positives are good. Now, we've got a big one next week, and it's going to be a real physical game, and they do a great job. And
who is it that you play?
Somebody said it was Oakland, that's good. I mean, you know, both teams will be there's a lot of excitement around. That's a playoff game. Maybe it's a playoff kickoff. I don't know. But Tommy does a great job over there, and his staff and his kids will play hard, and, you know, and I'm hoping ours will, and, you know, and it should be a great atmosphere, pending the weather and all, and, you know, so, you know, and I think he probably wants to see the same thing I do. Will we stand up and make a challenge in a big football game, and, you know, see if our team has the ability to do anything above and beyond what we've done so far?
Well, a lot of interesting things come into this game, because Riverdale, Blackman, and Oakland are all 6-3. We have no idea who's going to take that second place in District 7 AAA. There's just kind of a log jam right there, and next Friday night's game with Oakland has some implications, but I think we all understand that all of these teams are going to go into the playoffs. But do you... It's kind of hard to know now with the playoffs the way they're set, whether it's better for you to be number two or number three, or if you're going to host. I don't think anybody knows.
We don't. And, you know, and that's sort of kind of sad in itself. But, you know, that being said, I think any of those three teams you mentioned, you know, on any given night can be, you know, a big game player. So, obviously, Seagulls earned the right to be the best team in our district, and well-deserved. And, but I think any of those three teams, including our team, if they get together and mentally they decide that they really want to play, that you know, they can be a big time obstacle for anybody in any of the other districts or any playoff game.
Ron Adelot joining us here this morning. Riverdale football, back to the Battle of the Borough, as it's called, the oldest rivalry between the two oldest schools here in Rutherford County. There's just something a little different about this game than maybe when you play Blackman or play another county team. It's Riverdale, it's Oakland, it's the old school rivalry.
Yeah, it definitely is. I mean, and there's no doubt about it. When you see the people and the, you know, and that's nothing to take away from Blackman or Siegel, because, you know, their communities have supported them and rounded up. But when you go back to old time Murfreesboro, the Riverdale Oakland game is the game that gets everybody's interest. So
a lot of people circle it on their calendar. That's the one they want to see.
Yeah, amen. So, you know, it should be fun, and it's going to be fun for the kids. It'll be a great atmosphere, and that's why they play, you know, at Oakland and at Riverdale.
You've had some battles since you've been the head coach at Riverdale. Some good, some, you know, that didn't go your way. Some overtime. Sometimes there's a playoff game in there as well. So one never knows. But you always know going into that game you're going to get the best effort from the other team. And sometimes for you, is it hard to kind of rein in kids? You don't have to do a big Lou Holtz speech this week, I would say.
No, you know, there's certain games where, you know, kids are motivated internally to play the game. And, you know, and that sort of kind of makes it a whole lot easier on a coach. And, you know, you go out with a little spirit in practice and, you know, they're excited and that, and, you know, they're the buzz talk in the school and the community is about the football game. And, you know, and as I said, again, that's why these kids play. That's, you know, they play for Friday nights, but these kind of Friday nights are what they really play for.
When you can get that almost week in and week out here in this area, that's something that 7AAA has that a lot of other areas don't. That's
oh, absolutely.
You know, you look at Coffee County, they point to the coffee pot game with Tullahoma. That's their big game. But, mm-hmm. you know, other games, I mean, when you play anybody here in the county, big crowds, that's what it's all about. That's why I think it's special here in Rutherford County.
Yeah, you know, we try, and I'm sure the other coaches tell their kids, you know, a lot of kids that go off and play at the collegiate level will never play in front of crowds as big as what we play in front
yeah.
of. It's an awesome atmosphere, you know, so they'll look back and they'll go, wow, you know, one day when they cipher it all out and look back and they'll say, man, that was special, you know, and it's a shame sometimes they don't grasp and seize the moment, but you know, they'll look back with fond memories of those type of games.
Coach, before you get away, I do want to talk about something not specifically about your program and one that does involve your program's future, or both actually. Christiana Middle playing today for the first time in their school history in the middle school championship game in their 10-year history, I guess, or so, versus Oakland Middle. So I want to wish them good luck. And your freshmen are playing in the Lions Bowl versus Shelbyville, and we've got the chance to broadcast that game. The network is putting that together, so we're going to have that game on for Riverdale fans on Tuesday night about an 8:00 kickoff.
Yeah, we're excited for both squads. Coach George over at Christiana has done a great job. They've frequented our place, and you know, I think Bob Horn, the principal's done a great job there of trying to make athletics important. I think, you know, sometimes, you know, people in the school officials forget that athletics are a big part of school spirit, and you know, Rutherford County sort of kind of gets it.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of emphasis on those, and you know, the importance of those building school spirit, which helps academically as well. So we're awful proud, and we'll have some people down there supporting Christiana today down in Laverne. And you know, obviously our freshmen were excited. I think they lost to Smyrna in a ball game, but you know, they're going to represent our area down in the Lions Bowl and against Shelbyville at an 8:00 kickoff, and we're excited to see how they stack up.
Well, it never hurts my feelings for anybody to go beat Shelbyville, so take care of business down there.
Well, I hope so. I haven't seen them, so I think our freshman coaches looked at them a little bit. So, you know, if they just go not lose their mind and do the things that their coaches do, they'll be excited. So
that's some good news for the future of Riverdale varsity football.
You know, there's not a whole lot of them, but, you know, there is some special players there, and we're hoping we can keep them together and keep them through school and, you know, and reap the benefits one day for fact.
Ron, congratulations on the win last night. Good luck against Oakland in the Battle of the Borough, and I guess we'll talk playoffs next Saturday morning.
Well, that's I hope so. I hope we can come in and talk some positives and we get through it healthy, and I'm sure Tommy hopes the same thing with his group because we still hopefully have both of us have more football to play.
Sounds good. Ron, appreciate it.
Thank you.
Ron Adelot joining us here this morning. His team 55-3 winners at Cookeville last night. It's the game at Oakland next Friday night, which we'll broadcast here on State Farm Prep Football beginning at 6:00 with our pregame 7:00 kickoff.